Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Flowing with Splash. And today I want to share with you guys my experiences in India and Nepal. So beginning of August, I went to India for about 6 days, and then I stayed in Nepal for 11 days with layovers and everything. It's probably total like, 3 weeks I was gone from Toronto. And I just want to share my experiences with you guys, kind of trying to make this as quick as possible. But yeah, India, I went for my friend Shane's engagement party, which was amazing. I have never been to India. I've only been to the, airports for layovers. And India, man, like, it was overwhelming in a way. Well, I went to Mumbai, and it was, for me, a little bit overwhelming. I can't lie to you. You know, I've been to crowded cities, and I've been to, like, big cities in my life, and Mumbai is something else, right? I had an amazing experience with my friends. My friend Simon was there. My friend Jasper was there. Theo, Shane, of course. And, you know, I met some amazing, cool people. And the engagement party overall was so much fun. And it was just so beautiful to see, you know, two people come together and just kind of just celebrating love. It was beautiful to see that. Outside of that, just Mumbai in general. And for the first 3 to 4 days, I stayed in an Airbnb. And then I decided to stay at St. Regis, Mumbai. And the only reason I did that is because when I watched Tate's India vlog in 2019, he stayed in St. Regis, Mumbai. So I was like, yo, I need to stay in St. Regis, Mumbai, you know. So I went ahead and did that. It was fun. It was fun. But I got to say, Mumbai, man, it's a very interesting city. It's very, very large in the sense of how big everything is. The traffic is crazier than any city I've been to before. I'm not trying to hate, but the pollution was crazy and there was just a lot going on. Overall, enjoyed my experience in India. Kind of didn't do much, was just there for the engagement party. And you know, I was barely sleeping as well. I was kind of surviving off naps just cause my time zone and, you know, jet lag just hit me. But when I went to Nepal, it was just amazing. You know, just going back home, I love going back home. I get humbled. I love seeing my family. I love seeing, you know, just enjoying times with my cousins, seeing some of the students that I have in Nepal. Just fun experience. I even did an event. Over like 100 people showed up to the event, and some people were standing, and just for 2 hours straight, I was just dropping amazing knowledge to them. And that was amazing to see, you know, just see the youth entrepreneur community in Nepal grow. And just seeing that there are people there that are making $10,000, $20,000 a month. And I even had a friend doing e-com making a couple thousand a day from Nepal. And especially when you realize that they're earning in U.S. dollars or pounds or euros and spending in rupees. Like, they're living like millionaires and kings. And I gotta say, it's awesome to see. And just going back, you know, like, I just get humbled, right? Because I'm just so stuck in my world sometimes that I kind of lose perspectives, right? Like, perspective, like, yo, where I came from, how I grew up, like, what was normal to me then, what is normal to me now. I kind of realized that, you know, I'm a little bit spoiled now. I have certain things that, like, I'm used to now, I guess you can say, that when I used to go before, I would have no problems with, like, there are certain days I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna stay at a hotel just because I wanted, I guess, some luxury. But overall fun experience. Again, you know, traveling to these, third world countries or developing countries, you gain a lot of new perspectives on life. You become more grateful for what you have, and especially just seeing family and, like, just going back to see where you grew up and live. You know, I lived in Nepal for like 9 years of my life, and kind of just going back and just experiencing that, it was truly amazing. And I can't wait to go back. I definitely see myself doing a lot of business in Nepal in the future. And you know, it's kind of also sad to see, but when I was on TikTok there, right, I kind of downloaded TikTok just for a second to post some things. But when I went to TikTok there, most of the videos I saw were of the youth of Nepal, just like leaving Nepal, going to Canada, going to Australia, going to the US. And, you know, I can't hate because I came here at a young age, but it was alarming because of how many, and, you know, like literally the youth of Nepal, most of them are leaving. And even in the speech that I did at the event, I just was like telling them, hey, like, you know, you can earn without leaving, and letting them know that we are the future of this country and we got to make the changes that we want to see. But Overall, honestly, Kathmandu, at least the capital city, it's progressing a lot. Before, when I used to go, it used to be very polluted, and that has changed a lot because of the new mayor, I believe, Balin. And yeah, I couldn't be more grateful to go. I needed that 3 weeks to kind of, get away from my day-to-day life here, and I came back so much more focused. And yeah, that's another Flowing with Splash. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Much love. I'll see you in the next one.